Okay, so we're starting something new, not new in the sense that it's off track of what we're doing, but it's going to be applying the principles of the Tochen and Emunah and what we've been learning, Hashkafas Zatera, to Chinuch. Mo'od Chashuv, even those that are finished with Chinuch, but it's, we'll see, important Yesoidus here that come out, that Mechazak, the Yesoidus that we've learned already. Darf Reish Mem Gimel, Adnei Chinuch, Shoah Chinuchi, a pedagogical holocaust, let's see. Ponalei Echad Megedoyli, HaMechanchim B'Doreinu, B'Shalin, one of the great Mechanchim of this generation, came to him and asked him, Eimani Moedim Lekach, She'anachne Nimtzoyim B'Techeichi Shoah Ruchni. Do we admit, the sefer was published 30 years ago, and it was probably the ideas were written before. Do we agree that we're in the middle of a spiritual holocaust? Are we reading the matzav of our youth correctly? Are we seeing the collapse of our bonim v'benoseinu? As Rav Moshe Shapiro said, also 30 years ago, 5 minutes in a taxi, the average yeshiva bocher could become an apikoros. That's how much of a hashkofic basis he has of them being the best yeshiva system we have to offer. 5 minutes with a taxi driver in a philosophical debate, and he could become an apikoros. Are we reading? That was there. Mishnanti b'chiyuv, who am shichli shol. Ein lanu shlita l'matzav? Asim, you're right. So he said, do we not have any control over this? Ein tafkudeinu l'amoid mineged, ulerot keitzad nigrori midei yoim nari v'narois el teichecha rechov. What are we supposed to do? Just stand by and watch day after day after day, young boys and young girls sucked into the street. When any rise for kalois, at matai yaplu kabonas ruchniem rabbi malkach. How long do we have to watch these spiritual kabonas? Oboyfen kali ma roitzi mitana korish bochu laisa she kuzois. What does Hashem want from us in this time? Ki yedua kol anisyonis shel am Yisrael klulim v'remozim b'nenoseihem shel ha'avos hakadoshim. Ma'is avosim lobonim. Chazal tell us, so godly Torah, all the nisoinus and difficulties, problems that an individual and as the klal goes through is lurking therein Torah's avos. That's why Bereishis is there. We need Bereishis. We need the whole of Sefer Bereishis. L'chayre is a bit redundant. We need it. That's the first Rashi there. Huh? That's Torah Sa'avos. Everything we need is in there. May Sa'avos sinim lobonim. But Ramban Mavah Barich is Ketzer Kuma Shekoro La'Avram, Yitzhak V'Yakov, Koro Bidyuk L'Tzertzem, everything that happens to Avram, Yitzhak and Yaakov, Bidyuk the Ramban shows, that's going to be with the descendants. Alpi Malach Zen and Aseh La'Avim, Ma Kureh B'Dor Shalayim. Let's try and understand what's going on in our generation. Od Pam, this is not outdated, but it needs to be updated. Because the shifts, the changes that are happening are very fast, but the principles you'll see remain the same. Bedor shelanu kashanu chayim bizman shel erev hagula. Today, when we are standing on the brink of redemption, in the name of the son shayla achrona avos Yaakov Avinu. We face an Isoin that Abraham Avinu faced. My Isoin. V'yavase Yaakov levode v'yavek ish imoy ad aloy sashom. Yaakov remained alone. See, that's critical. V'yavek ish imoy. He entered into a battle with an ish. What is it? Ish. ad aloysa shochma, until aloysa shochma, means until the final redemption, which is called aloysa shochma. Habedidut shayisa chelkei sheYaakov Avinu, that aloneness, bedidut, that's a new word we have to learn, that bedud, bedud, he was in bedud, he was alone. That bidud that he had, that was his chalek that he had when he was in the war with the Saru Shal Esav, that's who the ish was. Einu poseches al dareinu. Ma'avako shel Yaakov levodo de loma ashenu mesha'ane b'meshech kol ois halayla. Yaakov's battle and struggle alone, the entire night, without anyone to turn to, with no support system, kolu alone. Who are Nisoyin Achron Lifnei Alois HaShocher, Lifnei Boi Gula? That's going to be the Nisoyin of Klal Yisrael before the Gula. HaMalach Paga B'Kaf Yarcha Shel Yaakov. The Malach gave Yaakov a patch. V'al Yedei Kach Hu Pagam Gam B'Kol Yoytzi Yerchi. My Chazal, that's one of the Pshatim, but the Gina Nasha, with the Malach, was Pogaya B'Yaakov, was the descendants. We know it's the supporters of Torah, and also the descendants. As the Gemara says, the son is the thigh of the father, because he's the hemshech of the father. Yaakov in utzola al yerkoi ad bo ha-shemesh. He's going to limp Yaakov Avinu until the sun comes out. Klaima, ad is managula. Boif and daimet, yeh beklal Yisrael, yoytzi yerkoi shal Yaakov, Sliya b'chinuch habonim. That's what the Malach touched. He implanted into the chinuch a pagia. We're going to be limping in the area of chinuch ad alois ha-shocha. Maisa obviously in habonim. Zubi juk matzavenu kiyoyim. That's our situation. Anu nimtsoyim erev alois ha-shocha. We're just before the gula. The soif soif shel ha-golos. We're coming mamish to the last final moments of the gula. Vamnam.
Class that then the Sarah is of God connected, because I mean, I think it's the God is in terms of.
I don't want to stay here. I want to just stay with what we have here. That's called the sugar.
I don't understand whether that begun in a particular realm.
We'll see. I don't know yet. I don't know. We'll see. Lots of Torah written on what exactly the pagam was. Let's see. But Amnam, Chuchas Abedidut Shchicha Motze Kiyom Leroyd. Feelings of aloneness, feelings of disconnectedness, no support system, but Klal Uber Prat. You see, the world changed radically. People used to live in small towns, villages, cities. It used to be a Rov. The Rov ruled, literally ruled the city. Not that everyone agreed with him. He had enormous power. And that got eroded completely. Today, who speaks to a Rav? When was the last time you needed a Rav? Who speaks to a Rav? There's 55 Ravs in Ramat Beit Shemesh. Everyone comes to each other. There you go. There's no central authority. We were alone. We feel alone. People feel alone. Kids are in their bedrooms alone. People are alone. You feel like you're alone. You have a problem with a certain situation, certain chinuch problem, whatever. You start talking around or whatever. You feel lost. The system is overwhelmed. Ish, v'ses yegoinu mitzukoysov kasha linso ishris shebefnei noicha lifrok ma'at min ha-masa ha-robetzes ha-libayin. It's hard to find a clearing in the forest. Zuhu b'chines levodoy b'anin nimtzoyim lifnei bo ha-mashiach. That's wired into the system. Maisa avasim lebonim. That's the aloneness, the levodoy that you're going to be feeling before Mashiach. Boisusha shaltuhas b'didut megiyah sara shal Esav lilachem imam. Now, the aloneness on its own isn't the problem. It's the sara Esav understands. You're alone. Oho, come with me. That's when he climbs in. Sarah of Esav sees Yaakov alone. V'yivasa Yaakov levodoy. U'mavak hu yechideini. And he fights against us. Yaakov neged Sarah shel Esav. Kolaylim kulim isachet. Lilachem. sorry, lost the place. Mul Yudi Katan Bodet, the entire world is united to fight against this one little Yidu sitting alone. Negataroso shall yell at Yudi to fight against the Tara, the purity of this little Jewish boy. Adka or girl. Limudim hainu b'milchomas neged Am Yisrael. Up to now, up to the Holocaust, let's use that as our watershed, okay? It's not exactly 100%, but a pretty good demarcation. Antisemitism, communism, socialism, the kitet dosov sheyavir b'knafeim riyanois v'askulois shoynes u'mushumas. Up to then, the war against Klal Yisrael was a klalistic war. There was anti-Semitism, there was communism, there was socialism, there was Zionism, there was all different groups, scholars, groups and isms that came to fight against Klal Yisrael. After Torah Yisrael, Vacha Am Yisrael Atzoal. Christianity before that came to fight Klal Yisrael. Kayom Yaitse Antishemut Bekoim Rabim El Mechutz L'Chok. No one. There are people, but most of us, yeah, no one has bothered by anti-Semitism. That's not what's affecting my life. I'm not, in most places, it's against the law. Not that they believe any of it. It's anti-Semitism. Let's not be fooled. Esav, Shoyne, as Yaakov. No, that hasn't changed. But on the surface, they're behaving themselves a bit. Ha'ilam anoi shuv einu ma'ayem, hu demokrati, osa kol ma shelib chochofet, do whatever you want. If you didn't come to davening today, it's not because the going wouldn't let you. You got davening today because you got your own problems. Not because, you know, you're scared to go out, or you'll get killed, or you'll get shot, or you'll get... You want to daven, daven, you're putting tefillin in. You want to go sit and learn Torah, learn Torah. There's a koilel opposite the Kremlin. Whatever you want. Kol ha'olam, long time already. Kol ha'olam patuach lefanech, the whole world's open to you. You can attain whatever you want. Ata now, ata moitzes atzmacha oimed yichidu mil soru shleisa. Kol koiches atuma chibre yachdav kelavik biyudi abodet. The war now is a war of the individual. All the koiches of tuma have got together to fight against the Jew sitting alone on his own. That's where the war is. Ata yoshev levad, shabu umeduchdach b'chaderecho. You're sitting alone, miserable and depressed in your room. Yesh lecha machshev or pelophone? Maybe you've got a computer, maybe you've got a pelophone. This was before pelophoning were pelophoning. Before pelophoning what they are today. And it's not a coincidence, by the way, that the milchama today against the Haredi world is gafki in the area of Kosh Shabbat. You know, if they carry on doing what they're doing to ban kosher phones, you know what a chulban that is for Klal Yisrael? How many people are going to withstand? You need to give up your phone? The Mizoratach, but you have to be up to date with what's going on. The Moitzi Gedolin Torah of America have written a sharp letter about it. The Moitzi Gedolin Torah there asked Klal Yisrael to daven for it. Okay? I'm telling you, it's a problem. Mizoratach Tikshoret is disconnecting kosher phones and shutting down Vada Rabbonim Yom Tov Tikshoret. Imminent. Because this is the real common Sarish Leisav. Why? I mean, why do they say they're doing it? I don't know, ask them. We know why. There have been petitions going, people writing to their telephone company saying if this law goes through, we can't see all that coverage. You don't explain that. Are you prepared to give up your phone? No phones anymore, Rabbi. So that's what they're asking you to do. That's where the real common is. You know how many kids have turned around and said, so get a non-kosher phone. How many kids are going to survive this real chama? But Yavasa, Yaakov, Levod, the Gedolim lost people to daven. They didn't ask us to daven about the kashrus and about the gyur and about the gyus. This, the Gedolim, yesterday, the Moshe Gedolim put out a very sharp letter telling Klal Yisrael, you have to daven. If this goes through, we finished. It's game over. The law that bans kosher phones. Wake up. You're living in the middle of a milchama and no one even knows there's a war. The Nazis are marching through the streets, creating a spiritual holocaust much greater than what Hitler and Machshmai did. And people don't even know that it's happening. Wake up.
You told me not to read newspapers.
Right? You don't have to read newspapers. We're the Rabbanim in the Shtot.
Well, no one said it.
There's not a petition sitting in front of the door. So go to the Kohen who is in charge of the door and ask them, why aren't we being told that the girls are saying about the kosher phone wall? It's a milchama otsub. Your children's lives are in danger. Okay, that's not my subject. The word, you know. That's the end of the news, and we'll discuss the weather just now. I've spoken about it. There's nothing we can do here more than I've said already. Amayvin, Yovin, Govaita. Good. Kiyom. Kol koiches atuma chibru yachtav kelela avek biyehudi aboidet. All the koiches of tuma have joined. It could be that in the areas of the Gaza, kosher phones aren't an issue because nobody has kosher phones anymore. That could be the problem. I don't know. Ich weiß nicht. I'm not the spokesman for Klal Yisrael, but the Gedol Yisrael are. And if they speak, why isn't that filtering down? Somebody has to ask that question again. Ata Yeshev Levad, you're alone. Shavu umeduchdach v'chaderecho. Yesh lecha machshev o pelofon. Vata yoich litkashev v'lechitza kafto el kol harefesh shavoylo. With one push of the button, you can connect to all the sewerage of the world. And I'm not only talking about the pritzes and everything. I'm talking about the hashkofers, the charedi from websites that are riddled with apikosis. That's 35 years ago. Yishnam shenoflu, yes. Those are the most dangerous. Nishnam shenoflu, and I never said that. The Gedoli said that. Rav Aaron Feldman said that. That's where the milchoma is. Vata yoichelit kasher shenoflu bereshet ze b'shoigeg u'mebli meisim ach kasha aleim mitnatek mikach. Falling into a pit. And a conman attack from that. And we know how bad it is. There's a website called Guard Your Eyes. Yeah? It's a website based on the 12 steps that helps people get out of internet addiction. You know how many Haredim have signed up there? I don't know what their numbers are today, but a while ago it was out the door. Zumavak az v'charif. Kamavaka shel Yaakov v'sara shel Esav. This is the milchoma of Sara shel Esav. V'yavak ishimoy. She'ola avak at kisei ha-kovod, and that milchoma went all the way to the kisei ha-kovod, whatever that means. Avak ha-milchoma zu oile ad l'shamay. V'milchoma im Sara shel Esav b'doreinu einu pshuta klal. Our milchoma with the Sara shel Esav is not a simple matter. Our children are fighting with this battle. They're mamash on the front line. Many have fallen. Many have fallen. Kasha tavus rob beisus lodim. Yaisim milchamas Gog and Magog. However bad milchamas Gog and Magog can be. Chazal tell us that having a kid in your home who's off the derech is much, much worse. Kasha talbus rab beisa shalodim yaisim in the chomus gobogog. But not a small matter. Yudhi aymed v'tol ma'za is oisir akimana. What's the shaman? מתוך מטרה למגייס המדיה, נקדים תחילה לברא סוד הכישלון ביהדות. First you have to understand, where's the shayrish, where's the root of the כישלון in a Yiddishkeit? הדוגמה המובהקת לכישלון היא שבירת הלוחות. Go back to the shayrish. Where's the shayrish of what we're talking about here? בשבירת הלוחות. כאשר הבריאה כולו ציפתה. The world was waiting and waiting and waiting. When's Klal Yisrael going to get the Torah? When's Klal Yisrael going to get the Torah? And Klal Yisrael gets the Torah. Yisrael oisim es egel azav agorim b'shvir saluches zu lamaisa kishalon chalutz. There was a terrible, terrible moment. We're still battling with that today. Israel gets the Torah that the world was created for, 2,000 years waiting to get the Torah, get the Torah, chetayim. Boom. Shviras haluchos, and now we're in a world called luchos shnias. Remember, it's called Tama Maharal, Beinian Shviras haluchos, Harishonim. The Maharal already asks, Ketzad yitochen, שנוס הליבה של מויש לסבור את הנוחס. מנהל יעיד המויש רבין אבא שולם שהמייסה שנוכל לעשות עכשיו, הוא לשבור את מייסה האלוקים. Where did Moshe get the Musak from? In that split second, in that moment, that the correct thing to do now, the Dairah is to destroy Maaseh Elokim. Who made the Luchas? The Luchas for Maaseh Elokim. If you get up and you destroy Maaseh Elokim, who told you to do that? V'yisayrim izayis, chazal oimim, shelo haye b'yadayna aluchas harishoynim, lo haye nushoichim es ha-Torah. Moshe Rabbeinu knew what we mean. But if we had Luchas Rishon, you would never forget anything you learned. Now we all know that that's not supposed to today. Remembering what you learned is built into Luchas Shnis is Shichacho, is forgetfulness. V'laimim is Abdim B'Golos. We would never have gone to Golos if we had Luchas Rishon. 2,000 years of Golos could have been prevented. Shichacho could have been prevented. And Moshe Rabbeinu says what? Loich Patli. Breaks the Luchas. Why did he break the luchos? This is Maral's question, not mine. Hamaral Mazbi, Shemayshu Rabbeinu Yoides HaSod HaGonaz B'Shah Shehri. The Maral explains that Moshe Rabbeinu understood a very fundamental Yisod in the Bria. But most people who learn Torah don't know, and that's why they don't get the geshmak out of learning that they're supposed to. Ein Adam Oymed Al Divrei Torah El Im Kenich Shol Behem. A person doesn't grasp Oymed, whatever that means. A person doesn't understand his Torah, doesn't get his Torah until he gets it wrong first. You have to be nichshol in order to get it. Shem Anmel, Divrei Torah, Noitz Bekach, She'adam Koines HaTorah B'Yigoso B'Amonah. The secret of Torah, and it's built on this, is that a person acquires his Torah through toil and sweat. Kasher Torah Nitenes Lo B'Matonah. When you give him the Torah for free as a present, it doesn't stay with you. Davka kishalon, huzeh Hashem akana ladam is a Torah. It's davka the falling. It's davka the yerida. That's what gives a person growth in his Torah. Can you do always tet, the ninth letter in the Aleph place? Einu muskeres baruchas harishayim. Doesn't exist in the first luchos. There's a test there in Luchos Shnis. Umasbirin kach chazal. Sha'is test romezes letoif. The letter tet is toif. Maduim kain lo muska toif. Luchos are shining. So why the first Luchos is not toif? First Luchos was the gold standard. That's the best. That's the spit. Why is it not called toif? It was given to Klal Yisrael when they were on the highest level. Shel Adam Arishim Kaidei Machet. So basically, it's on a Piska of Zuma also. They went back to being Adam Arishim before the Chet, before they got the Torah. And Luchos Sheni were given after the Chet Ha'igel. Explains the Maharal Adar Rabbah. Mekivich Luchos Eilu HaYikudushos El Yoynes Kolkach Chayim Ayu Lema'ale Min HaSoga No Ishis. Since the first Luchos were from the Kedush El Yoyne, they were written by the Kodesh Baruch Hu himself. So they were way above human grasp. The Chaynem lo niskayman, therefore they couldn't exist. They couldn't continue. Rakaluchos ha-shneem, oisem osem moishe b'teirech v'yegia. The second look is with Moshe Rabbeinu, psal l'cho. Moshe Rabbeinu had to carve out and build luchos sheni through toil. Ha-shalaman kebolosom b'nei sel chozru b'tshuva shleima. When did Klal Yisrael get luchos sheni? After the chozru b'tshuva. Ah, you built yourself, you broke yourself, you fixed yourself up. Those are the luchas that are going to survive. Because it came through the toil of Adam. Chochem Adam Minov. And I'll prove it to you. Just we'll stop with this. Just this line. Kol Dovah Shenaseh LeHakadosh Baruch Hu Levado. Everything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did, Levadoi, lo his alvus enoishis, without human intervention, without human effort, ain lo kiyum bo'olam hazeh, no kiyum in this world. Ha'asinai. If your cow went on to Ha'asinai, what happened to you and your cow? Chayv skila. After Matan Torah, do you want to go and feed your cows and walk on there? You're welcome to. But he made it's Kodesh, a Kodesh Bokh, you can't get 20 bucks for it. If you touch the mountain, then you got you die. And now, do whatever you want. Harabais. You should they still today? Despite what some people might say. Kedusha there. Who made that Kedusha? Israel Chayim. Tell Israel.
Well,
tell Israel. Makadosh.
When Yaakov came in place,
it was Yeshua. Yeshua, and then that was Mavatel. Then Israel. No, the Kedusha that we talk about, that Osijig or Harabas or whatever, that's a Kedusha from Israel. Ah, there was a Churban Beis HaMikdash, Beis HaMikdash is not there anymore. What happened? It's a Churban there. Kedusha stays, you know why? Because Kedusha that Adam makes lost. The Luchas that Klal Yisrael, the Moshe Rabbeinu carved out, is with us today. The Kedusha Kodesh Baruch Hu makes, when he's there, it's Kodesh. When he's not there, it's got nothing. Through our toil, through our efforts. That's why we're in the world. Okay, to be continued. But you better go find out about the phone story in Aboisa. It's a horrific war that we're involved in. The consequences are beyond comprehension. So,
how do they have time about a campaign over phones right now? Why is that on their agenda?
Once again, you're asking why questions because you haven't been Margaret Morris here long. Why is irrelevant? The question is what?